I'm Frank Botek, along with Charles Feldman.
It's the biggest merger of the year, one of the biggest ever in the healthcare industry. Pfizer says it struck a $160 billion deal with the Dublin, Ireland-based Allergan. Sandy Hillsburg is managing partner with Troy Guild, a law firm in Century City. Sandy, you specialize in the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. Just how big a deal is this?
It's enormous. It's the largest one in the history of the industry, and it will have a value of approximately $150 billion.
All right. Looks like the healthcare sector led the way this year as far as mega deals are concerned. This overall is a record year for merger activity, right?
That's right.
All right. And tell us, what else do you see ahead here? We got another deal expected. The Wall Street Journal reports Petco is about to be bought up there in San Diego by a private equity group. So this mega merger mania continues here.
Yes, I think it's going to continue. Companies are consolidating to get greater scale and efficiencies. Also, with low interest rates, it's very tempting for companies to borrow money and buy an existing company rather than building one from scratch.
Well, of course, they're not only consolidating for better efficiencies. As you know, in the case of Pfizer and Allergan, tax inversion seemed to be at the heart of it. That's where American companies, of course, as you know, lower their taxes by reincorporating overseas. President Obama has called this unpatriotic. Do you think it is, and what can the U.S. do about it?
Well, it certainly is distressing to the U.S. and U.S. taxpayers. I'm not sure that I would view it as unpatriotic from the company's viewpoint. It's legal, and they're looking at competing with international companies, trying to do the best for their shareholders and their employees. So they have a different perspective on it than we would as taxpayers. What can be done is probably going to require legislation coming out of Congress. The U.S. Treasury has put out recently some guidelines to try to limit these tax inversions, but realistically, it's going to take Congress passing some new laws.
All right, from a consumer standpoint, the products involved in this latest mega merger made by Pfizer and Allergan include Botox, Lipitor, and Viagra. Will the prices of these medications, you think, be going up? What impact might consumers see in this latest mega merger?
Typically, these mergers don't impact pricing of the products. Those are driven by other considerations.
Well, when you say other considerations, such as what?
The other considerations are the, first of all, the ability of companies to raise prices where there's limited competition. And there's been some egregious cases recently where companies have dramatically increased the prices of older products where there was no patent protection, but there was no competition. So there have been cases of price gouging. On the other hand, there are also new, really dramatically impressive pharmaceutical products coming to market that are very expensive to get through the FDA, and you're hearing about prices of $100,000 a year and up for some of these products, and I think that reflects in part the cost of bringing a new product to market.
Right. Of course, Allergan used to be based here in Southern California, then got taken over, and the headquarters moved to Ireland, right? Did you see any other companies here in Southern California that might be ripe for a takeover here?
Yeah, I think that there will continue to be companies in different industries, particularly in the pharmaceutical area, because they tend to have high U.S. Tax rates, and the tax rates for those kinds of companies in Europe are much smaller. But these tax inversions can apply to other industries as well.